You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Great to be with you. We have got to the middle of the week. Yes, indeed. WTW to each and every one of you this morning. Yes, it is Wednesday. It is the 6th of September. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Let's take a look, shall we, and see what we've got and where people have got birthdays on the 6th of September. We can start in the year 1869. This is the gentleman, Felix Salten. He was an Austrian author and a critic. And his most famous work is Bambi. Yeah, I remember that man. He made me cry when I was a little kid. Killed the mother. And Joseph Patrick Kennedy, Sr., born on this day, 1888, a prominent American businessman, investor and a political figure. He was the father of U.S. President John F. Kennedy, and United States Attorney General, and Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and United States Senator Edward M. Kennedy. What a powerful family that one was.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Good morning.
Well, that was Something Human. Came from the band Muse. Great track. It is Wednesday, all being well. I think we're going to have Andreas with us a little bit later on. I hope so, at any rate, if he's feeling good. And, well, other bits and pieces, great music going right through till 10. As Amy Grant would say, good for me.
Jerry D.
Take all and another.
There we go, that is a strange love, of course, Depeche Mode. We're just coming down to 15 and a half minutes of right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. So it means that we better get you smelling nice. By the way, looking out the window, oh, what a beautiful morning. The sun is shining, the blinds are down, but we're all smiling. Of course we are, but we desperately do need some rain, don't we? Of course we do. That's it, the water's right. Oh, the Pointer Sisters are happy. That's nice. Should I do it?
In
to go try and make up their mind there. That's the Pointer Sisters, and Should I Do It? Well, you should get out of the shower. There we go. There we go. That's better, isn't it? Of course, yes, you feel a lot better after that. Right. By the way, Should I Do It? It was recorded in the first months of 1981 twice by both Tanya Tucker and the Pointer Sisters for their respective mid-year album releases. The Tucker's Should I Do It and the Pointer's Black and White are the albums, although written by veteran country and western composer Alain Martin Jr., who'd record Should I Do It as an example of how sometimes a song just appears in my brain and kind of writes itself fast. Well, I'll tell you what, country and western, I was going to say Cable and Wireless, because it's got C and W here. Superstar songstress Tucker, Should I Do It, not considered a standard country and western number. And didn't do too well for her in 1981, but it did. It became a 1982 top 40 hit for the Pointer Sisters. Keep your eye on the time, 21 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. I said we've got Andreas joining us, probably in about an hour or so, hour and a bit. And he's been to see a movie. Let me just check, I've got the info here, I can tell you what it's called as well. It is, it says, where's it gone? I've got to go back up the top here. Yeah, he went to see Knock at the Cabin. Alright, it's going to be interesting because apparently the whole movie is shot in the cabin. Kind of thing makes me, not so sure about that. Right, let's get back to the music. BB and Q. There we go, can't be a bit of funk in the morning, can you? That was BB and Q, and that was on the beat. If you're wondering what BB and Q stands for, it stands for Brooklyn, Bronx and Queens Band. It was an Italian-American post-disco band which formed in 1979 and was only around, they disbanded in, what, 1987? Right, let's say a very good morning to, a quick good morning, Renee, over there in Athens in Greece. Rainy day there, dark and rainy. We'll come back to Renee in a little bit. Also Mary Lou, good morning to Mary Lou. She just dropped me the line, says it's a shame about Gary Wright. He just passed away, age of 80. And, of course, American musician and a composer, best known for his 1976 hit, songs like Dreamweaver and Love is Alive, and that was on Wright's breakthrough album, which was called The Dreamweaver, back in 1975. That came after he had spent 7 years in London as alternately a member of the British blues rock band called Spooky Tooth and a solo artist on A&M Records. And while in England, he played keyboards on former Beatle George Harrison's triple album All Things Must Pass. But say Gary Wright, sadly, no longer with us. And he's been ill for quite some time. He died at his home in a place called Palos Verdes Estates on September the 4th. And at the age of, say, age of 80, he'd been diagnosed with Lewy body dementia and Parkinson's disease around 6 or 7 years before his death. It couldn't have been very, very pleasant for him at all. Anyway, Gary Wright is really a dream weaver.
I've just closed my eyes again, climbed aboard the dream weaver train, trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, dreamweaver, the dawn may
ago, yes, Gary White, who passed away just a couple of days ago. And may you dream in peace.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Well, we are 28 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick look at some of the international news headlines for this morning and also a little bit of business. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Kiev on Wednesday in a gesture of support for Ukraine as its three-month-old counteroffensive against Russian forces grinds on with only small gains. During his two-day visit, Blinken is likely to announce a new package of U.S. wartime assistance worth more than $1 billion, a senior State Department official told reporters on the trip. Blinken, the first top U.S. official to visit Kiev since the counteroffensive began in early June, began talks with Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba and was due to meet President Volodymyr Zelensky, said the official. Ukraine military on Tuesday reported advances and robust defense along the front lines of its 18-month-old war with Russia, with Moscow acknowledging tensions in the southern sector but dismissing Kiev's campaign as unsuccessful. Armenia said on Wednesday that it would host a joint military exercise with the United States next week, a development that Russia said was a cause for concern. The Armenian Defense Ministry said that the purpose of the September 11th to 20th Eagle Partner 2023 exercise was to prepare its forces to take part in international peacekeeping missions. A U.S. military spokesperson said that 85 U.S. soldiers and 175 Americans would take part. He said that the 175 Armenians would take part. He said the Americans, including members of the Kansas National Guard, which has a 20-year-old training partnership with Armenia, would be armed with rifles and would not be using any heavy weaponry. And last month was the hottest August on record globally, the third straight month in a row to set such a record, following the hottest ever June and July. The European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Panel said on Wednesday. August is estimated to have been around 1.5 degrees Celsius hotter than the pre-industrial average for the 1850 to 1900 period. Global temperature records continued to tumble in 2023, Copernicus deputy head Samantha Burgess said. The scientific evidence is overwhelming. We will continue to see more climate records and more intense and frequent extreme weather events impacting society and ecosystems until we stop emitting greenhouse gases, said Burgess. The former leader of the right-wing Proud Boys group, Enrique Tarrio, was sentenced to 22 years in prison on Tuesday for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, the longest sentence so far in the case. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly imposed the sentence on Tarrio, 39 years of age, of Miami, for his role in the riot by then-President Donald Trump's supporters. His lawyers said that he would appeal. And roiled by an oil price spike and dour August business soundings, world markets struggled again on Wednesday as they assessed a messy disinflation picture that complicates prospects' hopes for peak interest rates. With this month's Federal Reserve meeting hoving into view, Tuesday's decision by Saudi Arabia and Russia to extend voluntary oil supply cuts to year-end sent international crude oil prices to more than $90 a barrel for the first time this year. European stocks extended losses for a sixth consecutive session on Wednesday as worries about slowing global growth and higher crude prices spurring inflationary pressures dented sentiment. The pan-European Stock 600 index had slipped by 0.6% to hit its lowest level in more than a week. The global mood soured as Brent crude prices jumped to over $90 a barrel on Tuesday after Saudi Arabia and Russia extended that voluntary supply cut. And this fueling worries about persistent price pressures. Well, while oil prices pulled back slightly, government bond yields continued to rise, with the German 10-year yield surging to a two-week high at at 2.65%. And oil prices, well, they did reverse course slightly on Wednesday after rising over 1% the previous session on a firmer dollar. And as investors shrugged off jitters arising from supply cuts from Saudi Arabia and Russia, Brent crude futures went down 67 cents to $89.37 a barrel. This was at 8:22 Greenwich Mean Time today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude WTI futures were traded at $86.05 a barrel, also down 64 cents. So there we go. That's just a quick look this morning, some of those items in the international news and, of course, in the world of business as well. And the only thing I can say, really, the biggest worry we have there is climate, because that's going to affect everybody everywhere. So anyway, fingers crossed. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future. It's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go. Yes, Shack Attack and Celebrate. Love that line in there. Music makes you happy. Of course it does.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
There we go, yes, we like happy, don't we, children? Of course we do. Pharrell Williams. And they came out, well, despicable number two, wasn't it, where they came out from? Happy! Pharrell Williams. There we are. Tell you, somebody else seems quite happy today. Let's say a very good morning to Renee and to Rick. Rick's working, but Renee is with us this morning. Good morning and a happy hump day from a very dark and rainy Greece. Started my walk this morning with some pretty big dark clouds in the nearing distance. So I carried a paraquat with me, which thank goodness I did. Halfway home, I got caught in a torrential downpour. The streets quickly started flooding. Arrived safely home with my shoes full of water. Reminded me of my rainy season Panama walks. Yeah, we've had too much sun. I sent you a picture earlier on about our sunrise this morning. Beautiful, but we need rain. Really do. Amazing how productive one can be when stuck inside. Vacuumed, mopped, clean out the pantry, and I'm just about to tackle a mountain of ironing. If I sent mine over, perhaps you'd do that for me. Have a great day, and you asked if we could play for you. Bridge Over Troubled Water, of course, from Simon Simon and Garfunkel.
Only me, yeah. Of all the guys and gray. You can bet, yeah, I won't let a day go by. You won't hear me say.
There we go, Barry White, of all the guys in the world. Keeping on the time, we're almost exactly 5 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news at the top of the hour, and again at 8 o'clock, because as I said, we'll be chatting with Andreas in the next hour of the programme, and also we'll check in later on with Yasmin and seeing how she's getting on so far. A couple of people with birthdays: Norman Joseph Woodland, 1921 he was born, an American inventor, best known for his work on the barcode. See? 1921, the barcode, for which he received a patent in October of 1952. Charles Chuck Foley, born on this day, 1930, American game designer, who was the co-inventor of the game Twister, together with Neil W. Ravens. It has to be two, really. It's not much fun doing Twister on your own, is it?
And you need her and she needs you.
Called Dance All Day. We come up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play this.
Another throwaway day.
circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and a fragment of a song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of our hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
There we go, yes. So two in a row. We started off with, the Swing Out Sisters and Precious Words. And followed on there, Noel Harrison and Windmills of Your Mind, which was, Andres was here. I mean, well, he still is. And I was mentioning to him that came from a movie, and I asked him which movie it was. What was it?
I immediately said The Thomas Crown Affair, yeah, from 1968.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Jasmine's here to prove it. I got a witness.
You add a lie. Jasmine doesn't lie.
She would never lie.
Exactly. So you did not say that.
I mean, you could ask her.
No, you didn't. I'm not going to ask her. Anyway, we'll be back with Andreas. Whoa! The wrong button. I'll be back with you in just a minute. Because I think we'll... see what Ingrid's up to. She's traveling, you know.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I am in the city. Traffic wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. However, I did have to make a really big detour somewhere in Alarajand. I don't know where I went, but I saw some beautiful places. Lots of rolling hills. It started to show that there was a backup on the freeway, so I took this, you know, I'm using my ways, my friend. I'm using my ways. And I took the detour and I saw some very interesting, beautiful homes. Wow, I didn't even know that all that existed. On the sides of mountains and whatnot, it was just fantastic. Got in, took me an additional 30 minutes or so, but I didn't feel too bad. And yesterday I was driving around getting my clients' things done and I didn't run into any bad traffic then either. So I must have been in the right part of town to miss the wrong kind of protest. So I'm happy about that. Got to get back to work today because I made a mistake yesterday. I got to go back and fix. Yeah, well, one of those things. Yeah, live and learn, and that's what I'm going to do. Tomorrow I leave for Miami in the morning. Tonight I'm going to go see a good dear friend, hopefully the producer. She's over there in La Cresta. I'll go have some bottle of wine with her and something to schnacky-nacky on. Hey, Cook, I hear you were without electricity and internet yesterday. I'm so sorry you were out. You know, El Valle had some rain and knocked everything out. It seems like the rains are getting harder and fiercer now. More like, oops, just dropped something. Getting more like they should be during the rainy season. So here, the clouds looked like they were going to rain, but it never did. It just got all kind of gray and whatnot, but no rain here.
Traffic is picking up. Sun's beautiful today. Got to get back to work, as I said. Going to try to get a few things done. Got my car revisadoed. Yay! And a tune-up and all that other good stuff. Yay! Always like getting that done in September. So now I'll be able to pick up my plates in Panama instead of in El Miguelito. No, thank you. All right. So, travel day tomorrow. Back to you in the studio.
We go, then there's the Solar Plexus Mix of Mysterious Ways. We are 28 and a half minutes right now. That is after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Again?
What do you mean? Did I say good morning before?
I've already spoken to you, haven't we finished?
But I didn't say good morning, though.
Well, that's very rude.
I know. I am rude.
Yes, we know. Anyway.
Anyways.
Joking apart.
Yes.
Anyway, let's move on.
Let's go. By the way, tough weekend at the movie theaters.
Yeah?
Not a lot of new movies. I was watching Strays at home, the movie about the talking dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But my internet went to hell, so I couldn't finish watching it. That's why I'm not reviewing that movie today.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up watching Knock at the Cabin, which was on my list for a while now. I love make a thriller.
I think it was on Prime. I was looking at the weekend of one of the movies I think you can rent or buy. It was one I saw, an excerpt of part of it. They showed it before I went to see the and it's about this boy, young kid. He hears all the knocking on the walls. And the parents don't believe him, and it's like a horror movie. It looks sort of quite scary.
Are you a horror movie? You're not a horror movie guy.
It depends. I'm not interested in horror movies that just go up with somebody cutting people up.
So you're not a slasher guy?
No, not a slasher guy. Okay. I do have to go occasionally.
What about ghost movies? Like, something's wrong with the house?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think this is what this one is more about, you know. So, I might sort of watch that sometime.
Interestingly enough, Knock at the Cabin is on Prime. I saw it on Prime.
Oh,
Prime
Video,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Knock at the Cabin, it is a movie from M. Night Shyamalan.
Isn't that a song?
No, you're thinking about Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's his brother.
Yeah. No. But he's the guy who made and wrote The Sixth Sense.
He became that was quite a good movie.
Yeah, he became big with The Sixth Sense. Then he started making Signs and all these other movies. And he is basically known to make these, like, thrilling, horror-y, because they're not full horror, but thrillers, like big thrillers with big twists. He's all about the twist.
Suspense?
He's a very suspense guy.
Mm-hmm.
He made, the last one he made before this was Old. You remember Old? That people would get to a beach and they would age incredibly fast. Jasmine is nodding along, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Called life for you?
No, I mean, because I just sort of suddenly got old. It's,
in a matter of minutes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Life's not fair. Who would give themselves a name like Night?
M. Night.
I mean, it's Midnight.
It might be. Great question.
N-I-G-H-T. I mean, I've never heard that somebody's name before.
I know, but I doubt it's his real name. I'm assuming the last name is his, but I'm assuming M. Night is more of a...
If it was spelled K-N-I-G-H-T, which is sort of like a knight in armor, that would be... And then you could put S in front of it, so that would be Sir Knight Shyamalan.
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 No, Shyamalan. There you go, you can do it. That's a great song, by the way.
Hang on. You said Shyamalan.
Yeah.
You're ignoring the Y.
It's a silent Y.
Why?
I don't know, man. You gotta ask him and his family heritage.
Shyamalan. Is it Shyamalan?
Shyamalan, no.
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
No. That's a great song, again.
Shyamalan Ding Dong, yeah.
Yeah. But M. Night Shyamalan, man, he... It's one of those guys that people thought it was going... There was a point in his career it wasn't going great. Mm-hmm. But then he had a couple of other successes, and he's back on track. He's making a show for Apple TV Plus that apparently it's very good, called The Servant. Mm-hmm. He made Old, and Old got great reviews and got a lot of money. Now he made this movie. This movie did not do that well, but I enjoyed it, and it was a little bit different from what he normally gives us. So there you go.
Mm.
Knock at the Cabin. Let's go with the review of the film. First of all, as you mentioned, directed and written by M. Night Shyamalan. There you go.
Shyamalan.
Starring Dave Bautista,
mm-hmm.
Jonathan Groff, and Ben Aldridge.
Right.
Give us Fletcher.
I've not heard of any of those.
Those actors? Dave Bautista was in Guardians of the Galaxy. You like that movie.
I haven't seen the last one.
But you saw the first one. He was in
the first one.
He's the big guy, Drax.
Oh, okay.
That Dave Bautista.
Mm. I like the little...
The raccoon.
Yes.
Played by Bradley Cooper.
Doesn't look like Bradley Cooper.
No, it's his voice. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at the plot. While vacationing, a girl and her parents are taken hostage by armed strangers who demand that the family make a choice to avert the apocalypse.
There you go.
That sounds weird.
It sounds super weird.
It sounds very weird.
I know, but it is...
I'm going to take you hostage, and now you've got to avert the apocalypse.
Yeah, and the choice they ask them to make is they need to choose who of the three... is going to be a sacrifice.
Well, in here it wouldn't be difficult, would it?
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming Jerry right away.
If we had to sacrifice somebody here, it wouldn't be difficult, would it?
Jasmine would choose Jerry immediately.
We could do that.
But it's a self-sacrifice. The person needs to volunteer. It can't be chosen by the group.
Oh, okay.
So would you volunteer, Jerry?
No.
Let's be rational.
I'm selfish.
You are. You've lived your life. You're good to go. You know? Let's go on. I got small babies.
Excuse me. Are you having fun?
I am. Me and Jasmine are cracking up because it's good. Rationale says, let's be.
Hey, I might be the elder of the group.
Yes,
but I'm not the ugliest.
Fair enough. That is super fair. That is super fair.
Oh dear. I was going to see if I could find another job. Anyway, there you go.
Let's go.
No Shyamalan ding dong.
Here we go.
Typical
positives. No typical Shyamalan ending.
Okay.
Again, I mentioned at the beginning, he is known for the big twist. In this movie, there's the movie has a normal arc of a beginning, a middle, an end, and it is coherent. It makes sense and it's satisfying. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong and controlled performance by Dave Bautista. As I mentioned, he is known as Drax. He is known as a professional wrestler. That's where he comes from. He was a professional wrestler in the WWF, and he started acting. His first role, obviously, being Drax from, or his big first role was being Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And because of the popularity of the character and the movie, he's being known as that. In this movie, it is a completely different character. It's a very controlled character, very soft-spoken character. I enjoyed it, and it showed his talent. I was so impressed. All performances by the small cast are tremendous. A super small cast. You know who is one of the cast members?
No.
Ron Weasley from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
The redhead kid.
Yeah.
He's grown up, and now he's doing Apocalypse movies. He's great, though. He has a very thick American accent. He is not Ron Weasley at all. Like, it is incredible to me how great those three kids are as actors.
Right.
From the Harry Potter series. Because they were cast...
Oh, yeah.
...because of their looks. There's no doubt about that. The big thing about them was they have...
They were really unknown. Until...
Super unknown.
Yeah.
And these kids have grown up. They're full-on adults. And they are great actors. Daniel Radcliffe has had an amazing career. I think the girl who played Hermione has been big at the box office. I know she's taken like a little bit of a hiatus from acting, but she's had some huge success. And Ron Weasley has done a lot of independent stuff, and he's very good. He's a great actor. Let's go with incredible tense throughout the entire film. The tension starts from the very beginning of the movie, and it does not let up till the very end, which is obviously for a suspenseful movie. A good positive.
It's interesting because, I mean, it's all in one set, isn't it?
It's all set in one cabin. Yeah. The no gore necessary. I love that, even though there are obviously deaths in the film.
Mm-hmm.
They don't show it. There's that little off camera, or the camera's at an angle and you hear it, or they cut away to the outside of the cabin while somebody's being shot. Like, it's... I enjoyed that. I love the fact that the M. Night knows that you don't need to be gory to be tenseful and be and have horror. And I'm a fan of that. The little girl played by Kristen Q is very charming. The audience immediately roots for her.
Mm-hmm.
I was so impressed by her. Again, unknown little girl actress. And she commands the screen when she's on it, man. And she's on it with talented actors. And you cannot... You know when some actors and little kids are acting, you seem like, oh, you can tell they're giving them line reads, like, say this.
Mm-hmm.
In her case, no, you can tell she's in the movie. Like, emotionally, she's in the moment, which I enjoyed. Entire plot is set in one location. Still, the film feels global. That's, again, an attribute to the director. Even though there are literally seven actors in a cabin, the movie feels like the stakes feel global. It's the entire world. It's the apocalypse, and you see it through news feeds.
So how, I mean, how does this sort of, this apocalypse, how was that brought into it? I mean, it's...
Well, without spoiling too much, these four strangers show up at their house telling them they saw visions and they all got there, and they are there to convince this family to make a choice of who's going to make a sacrifice to stop the apocalypse. And whenever they ask them to make a choice and they say, no, we will not,
mm-hmm.
one of them brings a plague into the world. The first one being a tsunami that...
So the apocalypse hasn't actually happened?
It starts. It's starting with them. Like, every time these four strangers ask the family to make a sacrifice and they say no, a plague shows up and starts killing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Interesting. Interesting stuff.
Is COVID mentioned at all?
There is one of the plagues that's a pandemic, actually, yes. Yeah. And the last positive, the family has great chemistry with each other.
Mm-hmm.
The two dads and the little girl are really... You can feel the love. You can feel the appreciation for each other. You can feel how hard it is for them to make that choice, which is obviously super important for the audience to buy in to how hard this decision might be. Because if one of the characters is super unlikable, or you cannot sense that they love each other,
mm-hmm.
the audience doesn't buy in how hard this choice is. Okay, let's go with the negatives. Special effects look cheap. There's a couple of moments where you see like a fire in a forest, or mm-hmm. or planes falling from the sky, and the CGI is not great. You can tell he spent most of the money I don't know where, but the CGI is not great. Doesn't take you out of the film because it's not important, to be honest, but it does look cheap. For the film set entirely inside the cabin, the production design is not memorable. As I mentioned, it's only one cabin. Like, I would have gone all out to make the cabin, the inside of the cabin, so tangible. Like, you see some movies where the set is so memorable. Like, oh my god, look at the colors, look at the scheme, look at the artwork. Like, there is mm-hmm. there's nothing to attract the audience to the inside of the cabin. It's just a wood cabin in the middle of the woods. I would have spent a little bit more money, a little more attention on the production design on that. The ending feels a little anticlimactic, and I think this has a lot to do with the expectation coming into the film. Knowing mm-hmm. it's M. Night Shyamalan, you expect a bit twist. When it doesn't really occur, you're like, okay, fair, okay, very straightforward, and a little anticlimactic, I have to say. And the third act is rushed. There's also one of the issues with the film, that it's this incredible tension of these guys asking this family to do something, and in the third act it just ramps up and it just goes faster and faster and you feel a little rushed. And the last one, the score is forgettable. Again, given the simplicity of the story,
mm-hmm.
you the behind the lines part of the film, the production design, the costume design, the score, everything, everything. I would have paid more attention to that to make it really, like, you know this, how important for a suspense movie or a horror movie
is the
score.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the score is not memorable at all. I don't even remember the melody or anything. It's just, there's no song or score mm-hmm. that I remember from this film, which I think it's a negative. You want to go to the final comments or you want to take a break?
Oh, no, we'll take a break.
Take a break, you let me know.
Yeah, because otherwise we'll just say, why?
You're the chief, son.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, here's, you could use this as a signature song.
My sister. Oh, I love the song.
I'm a man.
To Shana, that was the first bit, and that was Rama Lama Ding Dong, and that last one there, One Day and the Nights and Shama Lama Ding Dong.
Otis Day, man,
That was your choice. I hadn't heard that version.
Dad's, I love that song, and I'd heard that song. You remember a movie called Animal House?
Yeah.
That song and them are both featured on that soundtrack.
Okay.
And there you go.
Windmills of Your Mind, did you?
What?
Windmills of Your Mind, did you remember that track?
I don't.
No, 1968.
There you go. I remember when I was not born.
Yes, I remember when you were not born as well, which was really quite nice.
Was a great time? Yeah, good times.
Anyway.
Anyways, final comments on Knock at the Door. A fun watch for a movie night at home.
Mm-hmm.
The entire plot is revealed in the first act of the film, but the tension throughout will keep the audience at the edge of their seat. Dave Bautista shows the world that he's a real actor, not just a wrestler and a superhero. That's my take. I think the movie is... I don't know if I would spend money on, like, a...
Going to the movie. It's not the type of movie I would go to the movies for. No. I go for more of a sort of, like, things I follow or spectacles or...
Exactly.
It's
not a spectacle movie. It's a tense movie night at home with some good snacks.
Yeah.
A good rum and coke.
So what you said, because it was a pretty miserable week for the movies.
Yeah.
Anything in the pipeline now?
I'm looking forward for... I was going to watch Strays, the talking R-rated comedy.
Oh,
Talking
right.
Dogs, which just seems funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might enjoy that. I'm going to try to get that for next week. And I'm looking forward for The Equalizer 3.
Oh, right.
Denzel. Okay. Are you a Denzel Washington fan?
Yeah, he's not bad.
I enjoyed the first two. The first two are super fun films. Mm-hmm. Really below the radar. They're not huge. They don't really market those films like huge tent poles. But we're talking a movie that's now a trilogy, and they've made money, and they're not that expensive to make. So, hell, man. Antoine Fuqua and Denzel are making money, man, and they're doing great films.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Denzel, at 68 years old, is still making action movies.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because it doesn't matter anymore. Because Denzel Washington will be able to make movies forever.
Because of the AI thing?
Absolutely. I mean, because there was a piece on it's a program called Click, which is on BBC. It's all to do with technology and whatever. And Warner Brothers has signed an avatar. This guy, Tim, and she has got 400,000 followers on social media.
Okay.
She's being used by people like Versace or whatever to model clothes.
Okay.
She's got her own song out now. The voice isn't hers. It's a voice, another singer, which has been completely changed around. And it's not a bad piece of music, to be quite honest. It's quite catchy.
There you go.
But one of the things, I've sort of got into this a little bit more, what they can do. And if you get to look up Morgan Freeman, deep fake. It's Morgan Freeman sitting there talking to you. He said, I'm not Norman Freeman. I'm not Morgan Freeman.
Freeman, yeah.
He said, it's incredible. I mean, in a way, I mean, you could use Morgan Freeman.
But are you...
To do documentaries in the years to come?
Completely, but here's the thing, and this is the reason. All you're describing right now is the reason the actors and the writers are on strike. Because the way Warner Brothers...
Well, I can appreciate that, but the thing is, they're not going to need actors, are they?
here's my counter to that. You said the song is really catchy. The reason it's really catchy is because it's generic.
Mm-hmm.
Because AI will make good generic content. But I've said this many times on the show, I won't be surprised. I doubt AI will surprise me, because what they will do is they will get all this data from all these movies in the past and all these plot lines and all these arcs, and they're going to build something that they know the audience wants, and that's generic. So again, as a creative, I can tell you, AI will work and it will be used, but it will never produce, it will never, or my opinion, it will never make a truly groundbreaking original piece of content.
I mean, it's interesting, but the thing is, when do you get to the point when what they create, you relate to as being real?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it already happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of stuff is made with AI, and we believe it's a person or whatever, but again, art needs a soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Like, to make great art, it needs soul. And AI does not have a soul. It is an incredibly intelligent tool. And I think, and by the way, in my opinion, it should be a tool to make artists better. For example, to use it for research and use it for inspiration. Yes, AI should be used for that. But to just write a complete script of a movie, it will happen, by the way. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure Netflix is going to be the first one. It's like, this is completely written by AI. You're fine. Let's go. This is a song? There you go.
Find that so much fun. It's catchy. And I mean, you just brought up a good point. I mean, you just said to me, yeah, but why did you like the Beatles? You know, the time when you've got to remember when the time of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, this was brand new. Okay, we'd not heard music like this before.
Agree.
Okay, this is new. Okay,
but it's not new.
Well, it is new.
The origin of the song is new. How it came about. But the beat and the lyrics and the voice, everything is
but
heard a million times.
But I mentioned to you, how many musical notes are there? I mean, there's so many musical notes.
But
in
I can
the
use
world.
The same argument for the Beatles. The note existed when the Beatles came about.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm getting it.
But AI is not using it in an original way. It's just using it in a way that's an earworm. They're creating an earworm.
Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
It was only, but to me, it seems like only 6 months or a year ago we heard about AI. All of a sudden, bang, GPT's there. People are using it to,
it never sort of eased its way in. It just sort of bang
through.
It came in.
Here's what my thing with AI is, not like, oh, let's not use it because whatever. I think it should be used, but it shouldn't be.
It should
used
be used as an aid.
As
to,
an aid.
It no, should, no, I agree.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
But that ain't gonna happen.
Well,
there's too many. I mean, like I said, why would you need a real actor when you can create one and get it to do whatever you want?
I don't think you can. I'm a believer that AI cannot replicate an actor. They can replicate the face of an actor and the voice of an actor. They can't replicate the performance of an actor.
We'll see.
That's my take. I don't. We'll see. We'll
I
see
mean, it's me. Interesting. I mean, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I find it scary. But it's like we're going, you know, people didn't like it when we had the Industrial Revolution. Yeah. They didn't like, you know, I mean, things change. The only trouble, of course, things change so very quickly. And just let me go, because we've got Renee made a couple of comments earlier. And said, no horror movies for me. She says, I watched Nightmare on Elm Street in high school and scared the life out of me. Though I know it's ridiculous, made up stuff. Is it?
That's Johnny Depp's first movie.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was one of the...
Did he lose his head?
He was one of the first kids that dies, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Mm. And then she says, I can't wait to see My Big Fat Greek Wedding. 3. Well, she's living in Athens.
I didn't know there was a third one coming, I gotta be honest. Look at that.
They probably got divorced. And then
I'm assuming at one point you gotta disrupt. You know, when you say that, it's funny. The reason, for example, the creators of Friends said they will never do... Like, they will never do a reboot or continue it is because... The only way to bring back Friends is to break the happy ending they had to create story.
You could start Friends again, but with completely different people.
Fair. But the thing is, people are asking for the six actors to come back as the characters. That's what people really want. I don't think.
But then you have to bring them back in a completely different... Because, I mean, they're obviously a lot older.
Correct.
So you bring them back in a completely different context.
That's what I'm saying. You have to break the happy ending of Monica and Chandler going to the suburbs to live with their babies, and Joey going to LA to become an actor, and Ross and Rachel being together. You have to break that apart. You have to break those characters apart.
You can continue it on. They all get together again or whatever, and
nothing happens. We're all happy. There's no drama there. We're all happy.
Was there ever any drama in Friends?
There was. I talked about Ross and Rachel was the meme of the first original meme. If they were going to get together or not, that's drama. That's sexual tension.
I haven't known that. she says, can't wait to see My Big Fat Wedding 3. The family goes to Greece. Having lived here now, the movie will probably be that much more funny to us. So there we go.
Yeah,
they're living in Athens.
They're going the culture shock route.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
anyway, fun. Man. So next week is going to be
hopefully Equalizer 3. I don't know if it's premiering. Have they said what's premiering next week, Jasmine? Do you know? That's the thing. It's interesting for me that here in Panama, sometimes they keep a secret what's coming up next week.
Hey, we don't want anybody to come.
And honestly,
we might fill up.
Market, even though it's a small movie or not a movie, just let me know what's coming up, dude.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you next week, and then on the Friday of next week, you're going on vacation.
I'm going on a much needed vacation.
Yeah.
Without the kids.
Yeah.
For a whole week into one of my bucket list destinations. I'm excited.
And by the way, if you work for American Airlines at all and you're here in Panama,
yeah.
Because apparently they've shut their office.
Yeah, damn it.
Andreas wants to know who to talk to about getting an upgrade.
Yeah, I've been trying.
I mean, yeah, he's very trying.
Every time I call, somebody in Bangladesh answers the phone and I can't understand a word.
Get out of here.
Nah, take care, guys.
All the best. Andreas, to meet you with this week's movie review. If you missed the music at 8, hold on.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hand, but you can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was me and you since way back when, but you can't make old.
When I'm with you,
Two nice tracks bring us in musically in this segment of the program. We started off with Dolly Parton together with Kenny Rogers and You Can't Make Old Friends. And that was originally on Kenny Rogers' 2013 album of the same name. And written by Ryan Hannah-King and Don Schultz together with Caitlin Smith. And it was a digital download. That was in 2013. It was also, by the way, where I got the track from, was on Dolly Parton's 2014 album, which was called Blue Smoke. And, that was Celine Dion, and following on from Dolly Parton, and Power of Love. Time to say good morning.
Hello, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday. Halfway through the week already. It's a busy week for me this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of paper things to do and going get signatures. Because for those that are still listening now, nobody will know, tomorrow morning I have an appointment again at the American Embassy relatively early in the morning. And so rather than not do a program, it's my intention, hopefully, during the course of the afternoon, to record a couple of hours of chat and music, or just me chatting and music,
for the first couple of hours tomorrow, so at least that'll get you to work a bit. So I'm going to try and do that during the course of the afternoon and get it over to our friends at Cool FM.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So, yeah. So there won't be any news tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
When we don't have news. I mean, we have to look at the news, I guess, but it's very depressing.
Exactly. It's good news not to have news.
Yeah, there we are. Yes. The good news this morning is there is no news.
Mm-hmm.
And we will follow this up tomorrow with more no news. So anyway, how was your day yesterday?
Good, quiet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ian was practicing volleyball and that was all.
Oh, he plays volleyball a lot, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you practice volleyball? You just play volleyball, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good for him. I like it.
Yeah, and but he needs to learn different techniques.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's funny. I guess with volleyball, I never thought it was just a question of banging it back over the other side.
Uh-huh, no. I mean, everyone has a different position, no?
Oh, okay.
Just like football.
So you don't... So everybody doesn't get in the way.
Uh-huh, yeah. Exactly. They need to learn when to do something and what to do and, you know... And they have to be very clear with that, with their with each mission.
Yeah, and not try to be greedy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, cool. That's super cool.
Yeah.
And is he in a particular team that plays? Or?
Yeah, he's at the team on his school and also in another team in San Miguelito.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, we had a... Because you've seen, I guess, have you seen English cricket?
No.
Yeah, it's a bit boring.
Mm-hmm. Like golf? Or not that much.
No, possibly even more. But, I mean, they now have shorter games as well to sort of liven things up. But the thing is, the cricket ball is really, really hard.
Oh, yeah? And heavy.
And heavy, yeah. And, of course, they run and they bowl the ball down. And the idea is you have three sticks in the ground behind you with a couple of pieces of wood on top.
Mm-hmm.
And if those pieces of wood are knocked off, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to protect it with the bat. And the bat, I think, is traditionally made of willow, which is a type of wood. But I tell you, when you whack that ball, it's one of those things where the vibration goes up to the handle, you know, and hurts your hands. So, you know, I adopted a position, you know, like you were saying, you have to have a particular position in volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
My particular at school, when we played cricket, if I saw the ball coming, I'd run the other way.
I did the same with football.
You know, a football I didn't mind so much.
I hate it.
But for cricket, no, that ball was too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, oh, not going to get hurt. I run. You're supposed to hit the ball first before you run, I think. So, yeah, then, no, I think it's great that Ian's got so involved in that. And then he's still practicing his saxophone.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent.
And November is coming soon, so he's going to be playing.
Oh, he's going to be playing, yeah, that's
everywhere.
Right. I have to go and see him.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yes.
What have you got on today?
Today I'm going to the Sky Data event.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've got to go.
Just in a few minutes.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, we better get on because we've got a couple of Born on This Day of Music, haven't we?
Yes.
You got time for that?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Well, where do you want to start?
Okay, the first one is going to be Jackie Trent.
Okay.
She was born in 1940. Singer, 1965, UK number one single, Where Are You Now, My Love, with her husband, Tony Hatch. She wrote songs for Frank Sinatra, Petula Clark, Des O'Connor, Val Dunican, Shirley Bassey, Vicky Carr, and Dean Martin.
And here you are. This is Where Are You Now?
Walking
Oh, there we go. Jackie Trent and Where Are You Now? The writing sounds a lot like Burt Bacharach and Hal David's type of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know who I mean?
No. Burt
Bacharach and Hal David used to write a lot for Dionne Warwick, among others. They did that. Yeah. But that particular song was commissioned for use in a Granada television police drama over in the UK called It's Dark Outside. And a recording by Jackie Trent released due to the demand from viewers of the series and became her only top 30 hit when it reached the top of the UK single chart for 1 week in May of 1965. And that's just 2 months before I joined the Air Force. That picture over there. Uh-huh. That's just 2 months before that.
Oh,
was when she did that. Nice little kid, isn't he, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder who he is. Another life, isn't it? It's really strange. Okay, let's do your second one, because I know you've got to go.
Uh-huh. The second one, it's Dave Bargendon. He was born in 1942. From jazz rock American music group Blood, Sweat and Tears. They scored the 1969 U.S. No. 2 single, Spinning Wheel, and the 1969 U.S. No. 12 single, You've Made Me So Very Happy. They had a U.S. No. 1 with their second album, Blood, Sweat and Tears, in 1968.
Oh, another one back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here they are, Spinning Wheel, Blood, Sweat and Tears. And yes, if you need to go, that's okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the color. We'll be right back.
sounds like one of those fairground organs, doesn't it? Blood, sweat, and tears. Spinning wheel. That was okay. If you try again, it'll be even better. The song was written by Canadian lead vocalist David Clayton Thomas from the band and appeared on their eponymous album. As Yasmin said, released a single. 1969 it was released. Spinning Wheel peaked at number 2. That was on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in July of that year, remaining in the runner-up position for 3 weeks. Spinning Wheel was kept out of the number 1 position by both the love theme from Romeo and Juliet, by Henry Mancini, and the year 2525 by Zager and Evans, which we play quite often on this program. In August of that year, the song topped the Billboard Easy Listening chart for 2 weeks, and it was also a crossover hit, reaching number 45, believe it or not, on the United States R&B chart as well. Nominated for 3 Grammy Awards. That was at the 1970 ceremony, winning in the category of Best Instrumental Arrangement. That's probably for that old fairground organ in the back, in the end of the track. Right, I tell you what, 2 in a row.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
So those two, Etta James, and oh, what a beautiful track that is. Etta James and I'd Rather Go Blind, followed on there, of course, Chris Stapleton and Tennessee Whiskey. They go together so well, don't they? Like Tennessee Whiskey and ice. Don't put anything else in it, don't spoil it. You are listening to The Breakfast Show, we're 89.3, Cool FM. This is The Other Side of Life. Moody Blues.
Down here on the streets tonight is the truest music you've heard. So take your share of the gifts that are there.
Absolutely brilliant. Moody Blues, The Other Side of Life. I tell you what, I think we're going to take a Moody Blues track to take us out of the program this morning as well. Because I know you're out there somewhere.
Somewhere you can hear my voice. I know I'll find you somehow.
Go, yes, bringing us out of this morning's program. Mr. Trey's got another about 3.5 minutes to run. It's the elongated version. It's absolutely brilliant. Moody Blues, I mean, they must be one of my top groups of all time. I've got a whole playlist on my phone, and their music is so diverse, but their harmony, Moody Blues harmony, is absolutely amazing. And, well, that's it then. It has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. It's gone rather quickly this morning for some strange reason. Probably because I've been enjoying myself. It's great to have Andreas with us this morning. So a big thanks for Andreas for our movie review for today. It's called Knock on the Cabin. And it's all based in one place. Apparently he reckons it's very good, very suspenseful. So get a chance, watch it. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's in the city at the moment doing some work. She's travelling tomorrow. She's flying up to Estados Unidos tomorrow to spend some time up there. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. She's gone off to an event. And she's my public face, you see. Much better than mine. Yes, she's gone off to an event. And anyway, big thanks to her for, we had a few people today born on this day in music, so a couple at any rate. So big thanks for that, yes. Also, she's doing our social media and all the other bits and pieces. And some of the bits and pieces come from our co-producer, Neil, over there in United Kingdom in Windsor. Big thanks to him as always. Things like the birthdays and other bits and pieces we find. So thanks to Neil for that. The boys and girls of Grupo Grada get us up and running. Good morning to Isaac. Thank you. Thank you for your help getting us going this morning. And also to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. Stay tuned. Two Chat SOS is coming up with Gigi. So stay tuned for that. Great programming here on Cool FM right through the day. Great music as well. So do hang around. Now, I will, hopefully, if I can get it done today, I've got a lot to do, I will hopefully have 2 hours of music for you in the morning with a little bit of chat from me, because I have to go to an appointment early in the morning, and rather than not do anything, I'm going to try and give you a couple of hours from 7 till 9 to get you to wherever it is you're going to be going. But I will be back with you in vivo on Friday, usual time. So anyway, what are you going to be doing while I'm away for tomorrow? And back with you on Friday. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, as I always say, please do it carefully. I do want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.